radio show. We keep it real on the fifth quarter. Big Orange fans, you played every snap. You showed your orange. But you're just getting started, because it's time for the best post-game fan show in college football. It's time for the Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. The place where the Big Orange Universe from all around the world gathers to talk about today's game. Unfiltered. Uncensored. And unapologetic. And did we mention commercial free? A show yes. Of you, by you, yes. And yep, for you.
Yes! Yes!
The most unique fan experience in sports. And it happens right now. Get online at 865-254-02. That's 865-200-5402. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Tony Basilio. Now, here's your host of the Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. The man who's been keeping it real for the Vol fans for a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tony Basilio.
TP, that's me, ladies and gentlemen. Tennessee wins today 42-7 over Indiana State. My number, should you choose to get in today, is 865-200-5402. TB at your service. Coming to you live from your Ray Mirror studio in all its glory this evening. Tennessee wins 42-7. The Vols go to 2-0 on the young season. It seems like just yesterday we did this, and guess what? It was just yesterday that we did this. In a football game where the Volunteers curiously used their personnel, curiously used their quarterbacks, proving that it's never a dull moment in these parts, ladies and germs, never a dull moment. As the Vols get out with a victory, 42-7 over Indiana State. I'll give you some observations. I'd like to hear from you at 865-200-5402. And you give me some observations on this beautiful night where Alex is next to me this evening. And we'll make it go with you tonight on your Tony Basilio extravaganza here. We call your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction as the Vols win 42-7 over Indiana State. And as we promised, as soon as the games go final, we're taking phone calls. Before we get to the numbers, before we get to some of the quotes, before we look at some of the things that went on today, we want to hear from you at 865-200-5402. Florida awaits next week. Ready or not, the Volunteers are ready to launch into SEC football. And one of the questions we'll ask tonight is, are the Vols ready to launch into SEC football? After what you've seen through 2 weeks, how do you answer that, living listener? Joining me around the world, Al, always good to get a win. I don't throw any back. Alex Myers along with me, Tony Robinson in transit, making his way from the game over here to the Ray Mirror studio. Al, we throw none of these back, my friend. None back. Where are you? You're on three. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, anytime you get a win, it's obviously good. There's certainly a lot of things. As we would expect coming off of Monday's game and some of the things we saw then, a lot of stuff to improve on. Certainly, there's some things you got to be concerned about with Florida, a much rested Florida team. But at the end of the day, you get only a certain amount of these games per year. Anytime you start out 2-0, it's better than the alternative. So there's positives to take out of this, but certainly, as you mentioned a minute ago, some negatives as well. But certainly good to get a W.
So for those of you tracking, Alex will have the scoreboard for you. As we do this tonight, there will be a couple games of interest actually three, maybe four, that I can count. A Eastern Division tilt between Missouri and South Carolina underway. A game that matches Auburn and Clemson early on. Auburn with a 3-0 lead there. Georgia is getting ready to start here momentarily. And then later on tonight, it'll be Ohio State and Oklahoma in the horseshoe. In the meantime, 865-200-5402. I don't want to say the Vols were tremendously impressive today. They weren't. I'm not going to lie. It was a beautiful day for football. Tennessee did see Eli Wolf get hurt 8 minutes into the game. Hurt his ankle. Was on crutches at the end. We expect Butch Jones to tell us something there. Justin Martin with an upper body injury. Hurt on the touchdown drive. The one touchdown drive by Indiana State. As a wide receiver ran him over. Those of you that watched the game, we learned on the SEC Network that in fact, John Kelly is a skateboarder. They only said that four times. Guys, please get some more shtick. That's going to get really old before the season ends.
I think I'm really afraid that that's going to be the next. Josh Jobs is an aerospace engineer slash Josh Richardson improved his jump shot.
That's pretty good. I promised heading into the Georgia Tech game that we would come out of that with you raving and wowing about Ty Chandler. He didn't get a chance. I bet you're raving and wowing about him after you saw that kickoff return today, because he can fly. Special shout out today. Today's Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction is an honor today of one of the coolest guys that's ever lived, the great Gus Manning, who misses his first UT home football game since 1946. So, kudos to Gus Manning for a job well done and a volunteer life well lived, and we want to celebrate him tonight. Let's go to the phones at 865-200-5402. We'll get as many people on as humanly possible. The Vols win today, 42-7 over Indiana State, and we'll welcome our first caller to the phone and to our phone lines, and let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome on your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, welcome in.
Hey, welcome in. All right, Tony, I got a couple of things to address here. Was today's game, was it really impressive for the ball? I mean, did we really play good?
No, not really. But we look like a team that played Monday night. And I'll point this out. Georgia Tech had some hangover as well in their game today with Jacksonville State. They had one of these 1AA games just like we did. And they failed to move the ball offensively for the first two-plus quarters. And they looked out of sorts and tired just like we looked out of sorts and tired. There are no winners in that. I don't like playing those Monday night games and then turning around and playing 5 days later. That's not fair to those kids.
It's really not. I mean, they're college students. You're giving them a hard time. I mean, we need at least a whole week of rest to play our games. And Butchie Boy stringing us along with these pull-out wins and double OT. I mean, are we gonna win the SEC this year? Talk.
The Southeastern Conference, as long as Alabama's planning on making the championship game this year, I don't think we can do that. I do think we can win the East, however.
I mean, is Florida good this year?
Florida has one game under their belt. That's all they're going to get because of the hurricane, and we pray for those people in the Sunshine State, where a bunch of people, Al, you were telling me a bunch of folks have already lost power. How many people?
75,000, I believe, was the number.
Already?
Yeah.
75,000 have already lost power in the Sunshine State. But the bottom line is, with Florida, is that Tennessee, to me, defensively, is going to have to ramp it up physically if they're going to emerge victorious next week and be successful in that game. The Vols just don't look physical on defense. And I'm talking about Kongbo. I'm talking about our guys in the middle. Outside of Daryl Taylor, who up front looks physical? We need somebody to be physical on that defense. I mean, we let that team today at times shove us around a little bit.
I know, Tony, but it's hard to ramp it up when all of our guys are getting injured all the time.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it's like Jones says, next man up.
Hey, that's true. Hey, you got to bounce back. You got to get back up and bounce back. Navy SEAL, never leave a man behind, bro.
That's right. That's exactly right. So Florida is just like we are. They have a lot of question marks. I think we're better offensively than they are, although without Scarlett, without Callaway against Michigan, how fair is it to judge them? Their offensive line got beat at the point of attack. I think both of those teams have a lot of question marks, and I don't know that either one's going to win the East right now, but I do say this. Tennessee has a chance to win the East. You win next week, you give yourself a fighting chance. You put your first foot in the rung.
Yeah. Hey, let's go, Balls. Hey, Tony, I've enjoyed talking to you, bro. Have a blessed day.
Too, man. Have a blessed day yourself. And bring the legend in here, Tony Robinson. And then we'll continue to take some phone calls. Who's back from the game? T, the two quarterbacks, before we do anything else, your thoughts on the quarterback play today, Dormady and also Garantano. Let me give you the numbers. Dormady's 13 out of 18, 194 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. He has a 188 a rating, finishes the game with. Garantano, 4 of 12 in the game, 41 yards with a touchdown, 89 yards, but I'll say this about Garantano. He can flat out throw the football. Cat's got a strong arm, Tone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Good strong arm, but he needs to develop a little bit more touch on this ball. You know, he throws a rocket. And, you know, a lot of receivers don't like catching those hard balls. So he's got to develop a little touch on his ball, but I think today clearly shows who's the quarterback. Who's our quarterback.
You know, at the end of the day, Tone, it's interesting you'd say that because I'm looking at Dormady and the day he had, and he had a really nice day.
Yeah. He missed a few shots down the field. But, you know, it comes with a little bit more practice time, game time practice, you know, game time with these guys. You know, once they get the timing down and everything, I don't think it's while I was at the game, you know, looking – he had some pretty good passes. He missed a few, but other than that, Tony, I think Dormady looked pretty good. You know, he checked down a little. When he checked down from his main receivers, he completed the ball. That one interception, it was just a little late. It was late. That one was late. He threw that was a bad pass, which should have been thrown away.
The legend Tony Robinson is joining us. The one thing I like, Tone, the fourth touchdown, he checked into a protection at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't see Dobbs doing a lot of that last year. I thought that was impressive to see a quarterback.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Little nuances that maybe the layperson doesn't see, but I know you appreciate that he actually changed his blocking scheme there, right?
To give him a little bit more protection and everything. You know, like I say, I like the way he went through his progression read. You know, he looked deep, he looked intermediate, and then he dumped it off to John Kelly on in the flats.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the correct thing to do.
Now, the announcers were getting on Tennessee, Tone, for not using Callaway, for really not targeting him more. But here's where I'm at. I think you take a game like today when you know that you're absent your other big gun.
Right.
And
right.
You develop Palmer. You develop Johnson.
Yeah.
You develop some of these guys because you're going to need them in
guys.
League play.
You're definitely right because we lost one of our premier players and Jennings. So now we got to find out who's supposed to step up now. And that was the perfect time. Perfect game for, you know, this game was the perfect time for us.
So we've got Tony Robinson in the Raymere studio today. If you want to check it out on Periscope, you can check him out. Tone, I got good news. We've got some pizza en route. For you, it's going to be unbelievable. You and Al, we got some Elitios en route. Let's go ahead and jump to our phones without further ado. As the legend himself, Tony Robinson, is in studio, as we are in your Raymere studio today. And those of you who are following along, let's roll some scores for you as well. Because, look, Tennessee, as far as we are, what's going on here? Tennessee, what happened there? Tennessee, as far as I'm concerned today, this game, Tone, was what this game was,
right?
Which is to say, I don't really know what today's game is. I mean, you get out of there, you get relatively unscathed in terms of injuries. I don't know what you can draw from today's game. What can you draw? Can you draw anything when you're playing an opponent that's that inferior?
Well, it gives a lot of guys that hadn't had any experience some game time, some playing time. And hopefully, This will get these guys up to speed on the game speed, and they'll carry over for next week down in Florida. If we play.
That's a good point. If we play, that's a good point. 865-200-5402. And Tone, you're from the Panhandle. You're from Tallahassee. Folks nervous?
Not so much. It's
because it's heading west.
It's heading west.
It's heading on your side of the state?
On my side of the state, yeah. But I talked to my brother this morning, and he was saying it hit to go to Destin just to get a generator.
My God.
Yeah, so everything. There's no... Nothing in Florida, Tallahassee. You know, they have to go out, have to drive 2 or 3 hours just to get generators and stuff like that, man. So,
Vince, I want you to know, man, we're with you. Vince is listening tonight to your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. Let's go ahead and go back to our phones. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible. Plus, Alex has a scoreboard for us, superstar Alex Myers. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome into our next caller.
Tony, John Freeway.
Hey, buddy, welcome in.
Hey, I don't know, Tony, what to make of the game, buddy. I mean, the narrative probably will be coming out from the Butch people is kind of something along, hey, they just played 5 days ago, or something along the lines of they went fairly vanilla on offense to not show anything to Florida. Would you agree with either of those two?
Well, I do think there's something to the five-day thing, Tony. I don't like playing on a Monday, Tony, and then turn around and playing on a Saturday. I don't think it's fair to your kids.
No, it's not. You know, that's a quick turnaround for them. But I think looking at the game, I like the way we open the ball up, open up today.
Yep.
You know, I like the way we come out on offense.
They went for the big ball early. They went for the home run early.
Home run early. You know what I'm saying? We opened it up a little bit. But we just can't do that against teams of this caliber. We need to do this against every team. You know, we got to show that we can stretch the field a little bit. And, you know, also, we didn't target Callaway as much today, but, you know, we know what Callaway can do.
Heidi, heidi, hey, heidi, heidi, ho, Cab Callaway.
Oh, yeah.
So, Tweety, I'm going to give them those excuses because I think those excuses are legitimate.
That's fair. I mean, I'm just kind of thinking in my head what somebody would say if you said, golly. Next thing would be Phil's and me. Well, it seemed like they got him in early. He had like 2 or 3 really good runs. And then he was gone. Why were they running Kelly as much as they were running him? What do you gain?
Tony, I agree with this gentleman 100%. To me, John Kelly is not on that field in the second half. I don't see.
No,
it's dumb.
I was surprised too. He was still playing in the fourth quarter.
I mean, it's dumb.
I'm like, oh, hold on, what's going on here?
Isn't like he's working on a 300-yard performance. He ends a game with 18 attempts for 80 yards.
Like 80, yeah. 80
his yards. Long is 11. Feel of me. Was feeling it. I mean, 3 attempts, 41 yards. He was running hard.
He had
2 touchdowns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For the life of me, don't get it. Who doesn't know that I'm doing this right now? Oh, he doesn't know that. Okay.
Tony, I fell in and out of sleep trying to watch. I mean, it just bored me to death. But I don't remember seeing him other than the one run he got about 8 or 9 yards on, the bruising touchdown run, and then another run. I mean... What happened to him after that? Was he hurt?
No, he wasn't injured. No.
I guess maybe they're saving him?
Should have been saving John Kelly, huh?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to... Did Ty Chandler, did he get a lot of carries or did I miss them?
No, he did not get a lot of carries. And Ty Chandler's a little bit of a mystery to me, Tony, because you know he's had a really good camp, and he's a guy they like an awful lot. And yet, Phil and me looked like today was running ahead of him.
Running ahead of him,
interesting, wasn't it?
It was. Phil and me was running it. He was running the ball pretty well today.
Yeah. Phil and me really did have a nice game, and good for him.
What I would like to see for Florida is two running backs on the field at the same time. Do you think we can allow that to happen?
They actually did that a little bit.
Did they do that today?
Yeah, they did a little bit. I don't remember the other back, if it was Phil Zami or Kelly, but I know that Chandler was in there a time or two when they went to that two-back set. But y'all talking about Phil Zami, I came up with a nickname with him about halfway through the first quarter, Feels to Me, because it feels to me like he should be the third-string running back. And I don't understand, especially after that first kickoff return. I mean, I went, wow. You knew Ty Chandler was fast.
Feels to me like you're being pretty hard on the guy that got Feels to Me ran like a damn man possessed today, I thought.
And it was his best game as of all, and he trucked the guy going into the end zone. And he actually impressed me. But still, after what Ty Chandler showed you, I don't understand. To me, you still got to get... got to get that guy more touches.
Guys, the last thing before I jump off and get other people in. What the defensive line was still at times a yard off the ball. What's the thought? What's going on?
Tony likes it. He said if he is a quarterback, he'd like to have a Tweety. He'd like to have a sneak or two against that. 865-200-5402 if you want to get in with us again. 865-200-5402. Tony, I'm going to show you an Albert Haynesworth tweet from earlier. Albert's not going for it, Tone. He ain't going for that, and I'll read it to the living listener that might have been at the game today. But Albert Haynesworth today on Twitter says the following: second and one, and we're lining up on the first down line, 4 exclamation points. We have the worst rush defense in the SEC, but the good news is we're champions of life. Wow. 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 Yeah, guys, a former defensive lineman.
Yeah.
And those guys want to see their guys compete. Tony, you're not giving your kids a chance when you line up like that.
No, you're giving them a first down already. It's a first down.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know. I can't figure it out, Tony.
What'd you think of our defense today, Tone? Because I thought we were kind of uneven, honestly.
We were secondary.
Oh, my God.
First play of the game.
Oh, my gosh. You saw what I saw.
First play of the game. Now, if that quarterback lays that ball out there,
he saw what I saw.
It's touchdown. It's touchdown.
He saw what I saw. You know, they got seven right off the bat.
I'm like, hold up. Already? Already so soon? And bam. You know, this ball was short, but
our
secondary is in trouble.
Yeah. Now, here's the way this works, okay? Nobody's going to take your call when you call in. When you call in and you hear me in your earpiece, because people are calling and hanging up, which means we have new people that are finding your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction, and that's a great sign, and we're happy for the growth. But here's the way this thing works. 865-200-5402 is the number. And when you call... When you're on hold, you will hear us on the phone line. So let's go ahead and jump back to the phones. Nobody's going to greet you. We're not here to screen you. Nobody here is going to give you some kind of test to make sure you're okay to put on the air. Tony, your thoughts on Auburn thus far against Clemson? Auburn looking rather impressive. Get ready to go in and work on another score here, up 3-0.
Yes, Auburn looking pretty good right now. Right now, you know, I'm just now trying to get in tune to it. So
we will. We're going to watch it all night long. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Get our next call in, 865-200-5402, and then we'll get some scores from Al. Hello and welcome into our next caller.
Hey, Tone.
Welcome in.
Hey, brother. This is Mark from the nation's capital. How you doing?
Hey, Mark up in our beautiful nation's capital.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. It's something, you know, going to an event in D.C. and, you know, the UT Alumni Association putting on an event up here, and, you know, you get to watch the game while you're away from town with a sea of orange and, you know, something else. We probably had 45 to 50 people at the Blackfin Pub in D.C. just rocking it out.
It's amazing, man, because the friend of mine is up in Boston right now, and he was telling me, John Cofield, he had a ton of people. There was a ton of people up there in Boston he was watching it with. A ton.
That Bammer's up there, and he's, you know, he hasn't even been to a game this year. But
what'd you make of the game? What'd you make of the game so far?
I thought, you know, for the opponent we played, I thought we could have put a couple more points on the board. I was really kind of impressed with Dormandy. I mean, other than the – I think he's going to be our guy. My big question is, Tone, is why do we have Marquez Callaway returning punts in a cupcake team? Why don't we have someone else back there?
Tony, what do you think about Marquez Callaway back there returning punts, and as much as he's your number one option now? It doesn't bother me because I think he's very good at it.
I think the more time he touches the ball, the better chance.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with Tone. I want him to touch the ball as much as possible.
Right. What was the story with Barry today? Is he just not playing?
They held him out.
They held him out?
They held him out.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Good thing. Good thing. Yeah. I was just wondering, you know, I didn't really know.
Yeah, they held him out. They held Tyler Bird out. There were a few guys that they decided to hold out today.
I think the caller was just saying, do you agree with the fact of putting him out there as opposed to maybe saving Callaway and lessening that risk of injury and
waiting until next
week in SEC play to put him
out? I want him touching it as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when the game was out of reach, You know, it's time to get some other guys in there, though.
I agree with John Adams, who said on our TV show this week, Tone, that Callaway is a guy who jumped off the page to you last year when he was returning punts, and you can tell right now that he is instinctive back there. I like him back there.
Oh, yeah. I like him.
Yeah, so anything else for us, Mark, in the nation's capital?
Quick question. Have you heard anything about the suspension on the Florida players? I know there's a couple there that had two-game suspension. Have you heard anything about that carrying over to next week because they canceled the game this week?
No, I don't know how they're going to handle that. Now, in years past, what they did is they applied that toward another directional game and not toward an SEC game. In other words, what they could say is we're going to have that apply to the game it was supposed to apply to begin with, which is if they reschedule the game that they missed today, which I expect that's probably what they'll do. Very few teams, if any, would bite the bullet and keep guys suspended for a Southeastern Conference game, especially one of this magnitude.
Yeah,
I wouldn't expect them to do that, Mark. Would you?
No, not at all. That's what I was kind of thinking. That's the difference between that suspension and NCAA suspension. But, Tony, it was great talking to you, man. I hate that I missed you last night at Clancy's. And I'll let the living listener get in here and join the fun. Great talking to you, and hopefully we'll see you soon. Go Vols.
Good talking to you, Mark. As Auburn right now with a third down and I want to say goal, they just got a turnover right on the 10-yard line of Clemson. They've moved the ball to the 6-yard line. It is third down. I guess they can get a first down on the one. Tony, this game right here has all the markings of one of those low-scoring championship level football games that you'd expect from two teams of that caliber.
Right, one of those knock 'em sock 'em from those dog fights.
They're fun to play in.
They're the best ones to play in, right?
There's no doubt they're the best
to play in, man.
Al, give me a quick a leaderboard here. We're going to get some scores of interest in with you. Before we do that, though, notable players that were held out of today's game. Juwan Jennings, of course, you know about. Tyler Byrd was held out. Latrell Williams, wide receiver, held out. Austin Smith, you know about, and then Darren Kirkland Jr., obviously. So, and then Tennessee did incur a couple of injuries during the game, and we'll get Butch Jones to give us an update as we go along this evening if one's available. Hit it. This is superstar Alex Myers.
Let's look inside the numbers, Tony, and the scores is presented by Citizens National Bank, where you can earn 1.75% on a free checking account at CNB. Just visit cnbtn.com for details. Obviously, Tennessee a big winner today, 42-7 over Indiana State. Middle Tennessee, the Blue Raiders go up to Syracuse and get a win there late, 30-23, the final there. Kansas right now down big to Central Michigan, 45-27, they trail. Oregon beating Nebraska 42-28, 6:15 left in the fourth. In that one, UCLA all over Hawaii, 56-14. California and Weber State, Tony, tied up 20-20 the score there. 10:53 left to go in the fourth quarter. So several games maybe a little closer than expected so far. And obviously Auburn up 3-0 over Clemson. Auburn in the red zone deep, though.
Tone, going to be some great football tonight, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh,
you better buckle your seatbelt tonight, brother. Get your freaking game face on.
Game time.
T-Rob, 865-200-5402. I will show you this. It's a matter of fact. Now, look, that was a directional game today. All lines are lit up on a 1AA game. All lines are lit up from all over the country here on your Garza Law, fifth quarter, fan reaction. And let me remind you of one thing here that I have to tell you about, sports fans, and that's that 2 weeks from today we're doing our tailgate for the kids, and I need your help. And what I need from you is I need you to please prayerfully consider getting involved with us in a great work that we're doing here. For our friends at Amachi Knoxville, what we're doing is we want to share the Vols with children of incarcerated parents, and they have a ministry toward children who have one or both parents incarcerated, and they have a mentoring program there for those kids. And what we're going to do on the UT UMass week is we are going to get as many children into that game as humanly possible to attend their first UT football game. Last year we got over 100 kids, and this year the goal is 300. And I would love for you to get involved with us. If you would, my P.O. Box is P.O. Box 26011, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37912. Or you can go to TonyBasilio.com for more information. Go to the website, and while you're there, check out some of our offerings. Check out the latest CloneCast with Clone and Barney Boy. You'll be glad that you did. And T-Rob, you've got a number from that Clemson game. Share it with me before we go back to the phones.
Time of possession, 12 minutes to 2. 12 minutes and some change to 2 minutes and some change.
Auburn's had that football 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
They're making that Bryant kid.
Keeping him off the field.
They're not playing a Crip school, but their defensive line, Auburn's defensive line, is flat out elite, and they just stacked Stidham. Jared Stidham is sacked. Uh-huh. So let's go back to the phones, get our next call in. Hello and welcome into our next caller. You're on your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome.
Hey, Tony, it's Big Josh up in Southwest Virginia, man.
Hey, Josh, welcome in, man.
Hey, you asked a question earlier about how we're going to match up in the SEC play.
Yep.
We're starting up. That defense, Tony, we got problems, man. We've got problems on D. I'm nervous. I don't know what you see on that defense that gives you much hope, but I see problems everywhere, from up front to the linebackers to secondary especially. I don't know, man. Next week scares me to death.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Everybody in this league right now has holes. That's fact, okay? Everybody. Everybody has issues, but Alabama, they don't have any issues. I mean, that's just the truth. Everybody has issues, okay? Everybody. Yeah. Tennessee on defense right now has too many issues to play championship-level football. They just do. And to go into that environment next week, even though Florida's not very good, I mean, here's the fact about the Florida Gators. We should be on a three. We should be going for a four-game winning streak here. It's true. I don't want to offend anybody. Should have beaten them. Several years back in Neyland Stadium, that game where – who was the kid, Alex, they had at quarterback that couldn't get the ball? They had one completion 3 years ago when Florida beat us in Neyland Stadium. And then 2 years ago down there, they beat us in the game with the kid that tested positive for PEDs.
They had the guy that had the sexual assault get kicked off.
That guy. What is his name? Neon Treon.
Yeah.
And so here's the deal. So we're working on a two-game winning streak. Well, if we're going to be successful next week, even though they're not very good defensively, and they're not, or offensively rather, we have got to be better defensively. I mean, Tony, do we set edges with our defense, with our defensive ends? Have you ever seen anything like that? We let that team today run on the outside
of us. Yeah, they kept running that same play,
And they kept getting yards.
Yeah. We got to find 8 other guys out there that can play some ball, man. And I mean, four guys in our secondary are two cornerbacks. The cornerback.
Oh my God, it's a struggle.
They're hurting, man. We're hurting in that position. But
did we have any sacks today?
The numbers are as follows. When you start looking at sacks for your Volunteers, the Volunteers had one sack on the day. They had one sack on the day. They finished with 215 yards of total offense.
How many rushing yards?
122 yards they had on our defense.
Rushing?
They rushed for 122 yards on us.
Well,
what was their total offense, Tony?
They had 215 total yards.
Didn't you say earlier in the week the most they'd had in 2 years was 250?
That's correct.
Hell. Oh, God. Hey, one more thing. I need to learn that feels me what's his first name?
Carlin Feels of Me. It's a great name,
okay,
dude.
Because I kept saying Feels of Me during the game, and every time I did, my wife kind of looked at me funny, man.
Well, you know what, Josh? You and the rest of Big Orange Nation might get some action out of that before it's over.
Yeah, I got to learn his first name, man.
You know what I'd call him? I'd call him Honey Feels of Me during the game.
Yeah.
You might have a big old smile on your face.
Why does you know, this pisses me. Today, there's all kinds of good games, and these assholes have put every single good game on at the same time.
Yes, that's exactly like, up against me. You're talking about something that would piss you off.
They're destroying college football.
Yeah, they are.
Surely. They have priced me out of going to games
yes.
already.
Yes.
But now I can't even watch them because they put them all on at the same damn time.
All at the same time. It really is a disgrace. I agree with you.
Well, anyway, hey, Tony Robinson, Normandy. He's a good quarterback, man. He just needs you over there to show him how to bring the rain on that deep ball, brother.
Tony just stepped out. I'm going to get with Tony on that. I don't know where Tony just went. Tony just, I have no idea. Maybe he's out there tipping the pizza boy. Hey, thank you, brother. I think that's right. I think I smell something. Thank you, Josh.
I see, man.
T-Rob just, he left me like a, he dropped me like a bad habit for that pizza. 865-200-5402. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, man. Southside Mike here.
Hey, Southside Mike. Welcome in.
That pizza sure does sound good. Y'all saved me a slice.
Hey, I'm telling you, man.
Lidio's is the best.
I'm going for the pepperoni.
Hey, that third down thing they're doing now, what's worse, that third down for what or what they're doing now this year? It is absolutely horrible.
Let me bring Superstar Alex in here, who's got a couple things from Butch Jones. And we are giggling. We are giggling out loud. We are LOLing at the third down chant. Alex, your thoughts on third down hands up. Third down for what is morphed into third down hands up.
You know, I'm young, so I'm supposed to be one of the people that they're appealing to.
Yes.
And I'll just preface what I'm about to say by saying they can play happy birthday for all I care as long as they're getting stops on third down. But my goodness, Tony, they went from third down for what, and they got worse. They got worse.
And that thing went over like a fart in church.
It was something. What was it?
Third down, hands up, it went over like a fart in church.
Let me just say this. There was dead silence. You could hear it so clear through the TV that no one was making noise on that first time they did on the first drive. And local high schools play the Ted DiBiase money, money, money on third down. And I'm here to tell you, that's way too cheesy. But even that, the high school crowds get more pumped up than what I saw tonight right. and heard out of that chant. I mean, yeah, Tony, you were there.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was. Because I was watching that, and I said, hold on, I never heard this one before. You know, and they need to go back to third down for what? Just leave it third down for what?
You didn't like third down hands up, Tony? Did you get your hands up on third down?
I didn't catch it. I didn't get that
one. Well, you and Tennessee's receivers didn't catch it. Oh, they need to start helping this. They need to start helping our quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Anything else for us, Southside Mike?
Yes. I want to say that if you think this team is going to win the East, I want whatever you're smoking or pass me the
This bottle. Team could win the East. Watch Georgia play tonight.
This team couldn't beat Vanderbilt. I watched the Vanderbilt game. This team couldn't beat Auburn. This team is not going to beat Georgia, Florida. Probably it'll be a tough game against Kentucky. That could probably go either way. South Carolina, I haven't watched much of them this year, so I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. This team is not going to win the East.
And
Mike, thank you, Southside Mike.
It's a soft team. They're soft.
Oh, Mike, with a lot of football left to be played. A soft team would not have won the other night down in the Dome. I disagree with you. A soft team would have packed it in. A soft team would have packed it in against Georgia Tech. Don't you? Wouldn't you give me that?
How many passes did they drop today?
Well, you're not going to get me to defend our wide receivers. That's not defensible.
And the secondary and the defense.
Although we do have some good young wide receivers. The problem is on defense is that we're getting shoved all over the football field. We got shoved around today by that team. That just should not happen. They're not even a good 1AA team.
So you're sitting here, you're watching the Auburn-Clemson game, as am I.
Totally different level.
It's a totally different level.
Yes, exactly. Look at number 50 from Clemson. Look at him. Look at 42, guy just made that stop. He looks like an animal.
Yep, and the running back for Auburn, I mean, that's a true beast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. Good talking to you.
See you at the Liberty Bowl.
And that reminds me, that made you feel better to say that. That reminds me of tomorrow night, Southeastern Sunday, as we'll be on here, right here where you're finding us right now from 7 to 9 Eastern Time, taking calls with you around the Southeast, around college football. We'll have some different folks on talking about some of the big games, and then we'll mix it up food fight style. As I remind you that we go inside Tennessee's locker room, and Al gives us the annotated Butch Jones, saving you from listening to Butch Jones. This is the annotated Butch Jones, presented by our friends at Performance Medicine. Perform your best with Dr. Tom Rogers, who has me performing at the top of my game right now. Finally, a doctor you can talk to. He's not going to get you in, get you out. Actually, we'll spend 45 minutes, an hour with you. I'm not kidding. See what I'm talking about. PerformanceMedicine.net, online, Knoxville, and also in your Tri-Cities. PerformanceMedicine.net. Al, Butch Jones just met the depressed, and how did it go?
Pretty well. There's some good news. I mean, a Butch Jones press conference is never going to be anything really exciting. Talked a little bit about Garantano and his appearance. Reporter asked if it was a planned, scripted appearance, like many people may have thought. He said it actually wasn't scripted. Butch just said that he told him to stay ready all week, and he just, it was a game-time decision at that moment to put him in. He said the line needs people getting work, and you saw a lot of substitutions getting in there. Drew Richmond back in there today. He wanted to see guys get experience. He also mentioned that Brandon Johnson on that that touchdown catch that he had from Dormady. You talked about it earlier, right at the beginning of the fifth quarter, fan reaction, Tony. He said that it was actually, they saw something in the defense, and Dormady checked down. It was a check down. So that's yeah, nice to see, as we've seen with Josh Dobbs in the past couple of years. Check down hasn't a lot of times been there. We haven't seen a lot of audibles or checkdowns at the line of scrimmage.
Tone, why wasn't Dobbs checking like this guy just checked tonight? And I'm not picking on Dobbs, but
I don't think
that doesn't make any sense.
I don't think their offense at that time was...
there you go. Now you're talking.
What am I looking for? They didn't have that check system. They didn't have a check system.
And how about this? How about this?
They didn't have a check system.
They had an aerospace engineer under center. Now, and they would not, because Tony, I told Tony this when he first got here, and he didn't believe me. And he walked up to Dobbs and he said, "Can I ask you something?"
Yeah, I did.
Because you were like, "I've never heard of that in college football." That's the ultimate in joystick coaching. Man, and what did he tell you when you asked him that?
They don't have a check system.
I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, you know, that's unbelievable.
Can you make that up, superstar Alex Myers?
No.
If you got, your quarterback is your coach on the field, okay? Now, I've always been told, at quarterback is take what the defense gives you.
Yes.
And that's what Dormady done today.
I agree with
that.
They
gave him something. He's seen it. He took it.
I agree.
And you wouldn't give an aerospace engineer this opportunity, this chance to, man, come on. Now, that tells you a lot about the offensive coordinator from last year. I mean, I'm glad he's gone, but.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
What else did he have for us today, Al?
Butch was encouraged by Shy Tuttle being able to get some reps. You know, yeah. I was concerned during the game. I'm sitting here with John Kelly towards the second half going, why are these two guys in there? Save them, save them, save them. Butch Jones really acted like it was a really positive thing that Shy was able to get some much-needed reps today. He said he's tried to get him some practice reps, but game reps are just really the difference, and that's what's needed.
Right.
Really, really good news, Tony. Eli Wolf, just a sprained ankle. He acted like potentially Wolf, if needed to be, could have gone back in the ball game. Really, really good news, the best news of the whole press conference, to hear that it's just a sprained ankle, because it looked a little scary at first.
Yeah, that was a wicked lick down on his ankles. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
and I knew it was hurt when he got hit.
Whenever somebody rolls up in the back of somebody on their legs like that, you always kind of hold your breath. So thank you to superstar Alex Myers, who you can read his stuff at TonyBasilio.com. The legend himself, Tony Robinson, is in Studio Ah with us this evening.
Tony.
And go ahead.
We got an update.
Go ahead, Tone. Late on.
Guy on the field. Number two's on the field for Clemson's quarterback. That's quarterback.
The bodies are hitting the floor here. Let's go back to the phones.
Does that mean we could see Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence.
Is he a freshman there this year?
A star is born. Let's go to the phones. Get our next call in. Clemson now, like Tennessee used to, they stack them one on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other with quarterbacks. Kind of like we are right now. We're set at quarterback for years to come. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction.
Yeah, this is Eric in Texas.
Hey, welcome in, buddy.
You know, one of my main concerns right now is the fact that two games in, I understand the first game, but the second game, Two games, zero sacks. I mean, is this on Brady Hoke? Or is this the fact that we have a defensive line that's lined up 3 yards off the ball?
It's both. We really don't have much talent at end, quite frankly. And Jerry Colquitt made an interesting point. He said a guy like Kongbo shouldn't get to wear number one. He said you should wear number one, Tony, if you're a defensive end. This is a player talking. This is how y'all think. I want Tony's thoughts on this. Jerry Colquitt told me that you should not get to wear number one if you're not going to play like a beast. If you're going to play in least mode, you don't get to wear number one. Is he right or wrong about that?
He's right about that. Because you know,
I completely agree with you. My daughter, who's 10 years old,
yes,
wears the number one jersey from 2012.
Yes.
Okay? And she crushes tacos like nobody you've ever seen.
Well, right. And she's got as many sacks as Kongbo.
Oh, right. Okay.
Your daughter down in Texas.
You're
gonna
send her.
Yeah, he's what?
She's already got a leg up on Arian Foster.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, Leonard Little, Jason Witten. Right?
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Leonard Little is the one. That's the guy. And you go walk around with number one on. I mean, my God, man. Do something.
Yeah. I just, I'm on a couple of message boards, and I see people, you know, coming after it, and I understand that, you know, we have two young quarterbacks, and you know they have to kind of fill themselves out, and I'm not too hopeful about the Florida game, but you know maybe it'll work itself out. But at the same time, it's like, has any legacy that we've ever recruited ever panned out aside from Evan Berry?
Legacy players who have panned out. The Bates kid to this point has absolutely not.
I think you got to give TK props.
TK has played well.
A stud, but he has played well.
He's had a nice career. Yep.
Yeah.
And especially compared to a lot of the other legacy type players, he really has had a nice account for himself. And I think a guy that will break that mold next year will be Cade Mays. I think he'll be a very good player at this level.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the guy is so mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm 34 years old. I wouldn't even want to light up against him. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of like at a point where I'm 34. Okay, I was 16 when we won the national championship in 98 and grew up through the whole Falmer area. I just wonder if, like, am I at a point where my expectations have to come down to where we are just nothing more than an 8-4 program, and that's okay, because that's just where we are.
Oh, there's no, look, with that defense we have, I mean, you're just not going to – I mean, let's just have a frank conversation here. Like Jeff Brock said to me Monday on the program when he was in with us, Tony, here's the truth about our team. You can take this game right here and the UMass game and stick them in the win column.
Okay. Right.
You can take Alabama right now and put that thing in the loss column, even though you don't want to do that.
But
outside of that, every other game we play for the rest of the season, including Southern Miss, will be absolute dogfights. Because that's where we are on defense. That's a fact. You agree with that, Tone?
I agree with that because we're going to score some points on offense.
Yes, we are.
Offense is going to score some points because our defense is, when we play some better caliber teams, is, you know, right now, looking at our defense right now, we're not going to stop anything.
Tony, you're how old right now?
I'm 53.
How many yards could you throw for on our secondary if given the opportunity?
About 1,500.
Thank you.
Hey,
and I can still throw a little bit now. I can still wing a little bit, T.
You can still wing it. His daughter's crushing tacos. You're winging it.
I'm winging it. So,
anything else for us, Eric, down in Houston?
No, I'm good, man. And
thank you.
Everybody down here is doing great. And
God bless you, people.
Yep.
And our prayers out to Florida, man. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Our prayers out to those folks. They got the second quarterback, Zarek. What's his last name? Zarek. Somebody help me. Anyway, their second quarterback from Clemson just got his absolute bell rung. I mean, you're talking about a slobber knocker going on down there.
Welcome to the league, fellas.
Yeah, welcome to the Southeastern Conference. You all want to come Conference. And get some of this in the ACC?
I know that's right.
You all want to come and get some on back-to-back weekends? I mean, it's the truth. And all that blowhard nonsense that people talked. Oh, the ACC, the ACC, the ACC. Hey, look, you don't get to play Duke every week in North Carolina.
Hey,
it's a truth.
That is the truth.
It is a truth.
That is the truth.
And you know what? Here today, we played a game against a 1AA team, and we had, what, about 75,000, 80,000 people there?
75,000, 85,000.
Okay. About 25,000 empty seats. In the Atlantic Coast Conference, that's a huge gate.
That's more than average, isn't it?
while SEC teams, Tony, they don't get to play Duke and North Carolina every week, the SEC's Duke and North Carolina, Kentucky Vanderbilt, if you will, they don't have David Cutcliffe and Larry Fedora out there coaching.
Oh, that's right.
So there's the difference. Hey. I mean, and I'll say that, and you've admitted that, Tony, but that, you know, they don't have. Yeah. Their bottom tier coaches aren't David Cutcliffe. I mean, David Cutcliffe may be the second best coach in this league.
I love David Cutcliffe. And they've got better coaching in that league. You get no argument from me there.
Yeah.
But
he's brought the ACC up, you know, ACC up a little bit. He's brought the ACC league up a little bit.
They have better coaching in that league than we do. 865-200-5402. We have better football players, though, and more interest, which will mean you'll always have better players because interest equals players. Why does that happen? Because it's called recruiting, and interest equals players, and it's always equal players. It's just like the ACC. They have more interest in basketball. They're going to get more basketball players than we're going to get. 865, it's just a fact. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. A couple folks fell off for some reason. Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in, and then I'm going to grab Matt, who will join us and bring us a post-game report, the great Matt Dixon, who covers it for TonyBasilio.com. Hello to our next caller. Welcome in. You're on your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. Welcome in.
Hey, T-Rob.
Hey, welcome in.
Hey, I'm glad to get in today. Hey, T-Rob, you remember this turkey man? You remember me at the...
Yeah, what's going on? What's happening, my brother? Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, doing good. Remember Big Ben is special.
Right, special down at Big Ben, down in that was Maryville, wasn't that Maryville?
Yep.
Right.
Well, he's still fighting the fight, so remember him.
Oh, yeah. I keep a check on him. I talk with him every now and then, but I keep a check on him. I think he's doing pretty good right now, isn't he?
He's having a fight right now. He's having a problem.
He's got worse. I mean, the last time
he is. He was doing good, and he's still fighting. And,
okay,
but just remember him. He might call in here as well. I hope he does.
So he's always in my prayers.
Yep. I was going to ask you two or three things, but I was going to make a comment. I know that trash can deal is funny to all of us, but I hope they wire that sucker out if they're going to use it, because they didn't use it to lick tonight, and we got to have turnovers, and we got to create turnovers.
I'm watching
this same game you guys watched. You watch Auburn's defensive line. They're right up in their grill, and they're in there, and they're sacking the quarterback, and they're putting hits on them, and we've got ballers.
Both of these teams are flat out aggressive up front.
Oh yeah,
that's what you're seeing out of this game. This is it's kind of like that Alabama Florida State game last week. Two rugged defensive lines collaborating each other. And the other thing that all four of these defenses do is they'll show exotic stuff to you in order to get pressure on that quarterback. And both sides have been able to do this so far in this game, Tone, and that's championship level football, man. Yeah,
that's much football. That is that knock 'em sock 'em. Yep. Knock 'em sock 'em.
Yeah.
Tony, I was going to ask you, Tony Robinson there. I want to ask you a question about quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing we got both of them got real talent.
Yes.
Supposed to have a quarterback coach this year. And I'm seeing a lot of mechanics, and both of them, it may be because they hadn't had a chance to get film in this situation. But I seen Dorney, he was telegraphing a couple passes there. Now, he checked down, and he looked to his left and made a dart to the right there on that touchdown pass. But for two or three plays there, he was really telegraphing his plays. What causes that? that he really, you know, like that screen pass. A little screen pass, he was so telegraphing what he was going to do that he almost got it picked. And then the one he did get picked, he was looking, and then voted. So
The screen pass, the one he almost had intercepted, now he has to see that. You know,
yeah.
The defensive lineman was upfield, and he was in his line of vision to the receiver. So that was should have been thrown to the sideline. The one in the end zone, it was just late, which was a bad pass on his part, which should have been thrown away also. You know, he had plenty of time, but with that kind of time and that sort of feel, he should have thrown it away and went for another play.
So, and by the way, Matt Dixon's got a story coming up for us, Turkey Man, you're going to want to stay tuned for, because he saw something unbelievable, Andy Mack and Neyland Stadium today. But I tell you, we almost saw some real fireworks, Tony. A guy called earlier when you stepped out, and he said, can you have T-Rob please tell Dormady when he's around him to put a little more air under his long ball? Like you used to tell Dobbs.
Right.
If he'd
right.
have done that today, has Palmer twice for two touchdowns.
I said the same thing when I was sitting there watching the game. I said, man.
Just a little air.
When the ball left his hand, I knew it was going to be an overthrow. That's not enough air on it. So I talked to Dormady yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him yesterday. And, you know, to me, he has a good ball. He has a good ball,
yeah.
But he has to put some air on it. So when I go over there this week, I will let him know that. Say, let's put a bit more touch on the ball, and also tell Garantano the same thing. He's developed a little bit more touch on his pass.
Garantano throws that thing like a heat-seeking missile, man.
Oh, yeah.
He threw a ball on a quick slant to Palmer, and the safety came up and lit him up. And I think it was a catch, the ball where it went between his legs. Now, I'm not going to sit here and argue about it here because it was after the fact, and it was a six-touchdown game at the time. But in a close game, I would hope they'd overturn that. Turkey Man, thank you. Have a great night.
You guys, too.
All right. Matt Dixon of TonyBasilio.com and our family. Matt, you were at the ball game today. I would like a thought on what you saw. Share with the living listener what was witnessed inside Neyland Stadium today. And I wonder if anybody else saw this.
Okay. All right. Well, my wife was at the game, and we were in Section K. And right at the beginning of the first quarter, second quarter, there was three people coming up the aisle. There's a guy and his friend and one of his girlfriend. And they were obviously drunk, and one of them slipped and fell back about 10 rows and hit their head and was pretty much knocked unconscious. And my wife is a nurse who, you know, was down there trying to give first aid, and she said it took almost 15 minutes for the first aid people to get there. But it was just kind of a surreal scene.
All right, so you're telling me that somebody in Section K at the beginning of the second quarter, because I'm wondering if anybody else saw this, maybe we can get some eyewitness account of what went on. Three people that seemed to be kind of sort of inebriated, you say. How injured was the guy when they finally got help to him? Could she tell how injured he was?
Oh, they took him off on a backboard.
No way, man.
Yeah, I mean, he was like almost unconscious. He was just kind of out of it. I'm sure he had a concussion, and they were doing my wife was having to do like chest rubs to try to keep him alert. And then I think there was a couple other nurses came at and eventually and were like helping holding his neck still, because you never know about people's necks. But it was just kind of crazy. And the worst part is, the guy he was with and the girlfriend, they took off like and sprinted away, and like left the guy.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So their friend is strapped to a backboard. He's got blood oozing out of his head.
And vomit.
He's laying there a bloody mess, and he's vomiting. Alex, those are some friends right there, buddy boy.
And they deserted him. Is he deserted already?
And what?
They booked on him?
They booked on him.
Oh,
they booked one of them, the one
the guy wound up getting arrested. I think a cop chased him down and put him in cuffs. But they both bailed when the guy fell. It was, I mean, they were very, very drunk. They could barely make it up the steps.
Well, and this was in Section K, you're telling me, today in Neyland Stadium.
Yeah, right at the beginning of the second quarter, just one of the aisles just fell. I mean, when you fall back, you're going to fall back, you know, 8 or 10 rows anyway.
Oh, it's so steep, yeah. And the poor guy that...